Don't be a victim. Your capacity to be creative in all life circumstances will depend on the kind of attitude you choose for yourself and your values and principles we spoke about earlier. The big test will be in the face of real pressure, rather than when things are running smoothly. Without your development in this area, you will probably find it much easier to give in to the pressure and become a victim. To say yes when you mean no. A victim is someone who runs their life according to what others want. Their behavioural and emotional controls are given up through forces of habit. Teenagers in their peer groups are constantly trying to develop a sense of their own individuality. They are also, as indicated earlier, trying to establish some kind of group. A group of popular peers, for example, might get others together, including you, to gang up on the not so popular. They may pick on those other teenagers to try and make them feel bad. Nobody in the popular group says anything because they fear they may be picked on instead. Giving in to this type of peer pressure is a mistake because you're worried about being a victim.
So how do you avoid the situations where you feel like you might become a victim? How do you gain control of your life? There'll always be many peers who will make regular attempts to control you. When this happens, you have become a victim. You are not in control. You must take control and make your own freedom. This means to make your own choices and to be responsible. You can't be a victim unless you allow it to happen. Now that you know you have the freedom to make choices to be responsible, how do you do it under peer pressure? As mentioned earlier, it's a hard call to say no in a group of friends. You need to look at how your victim habits are formed, and then develop some non-victim attitudes and behaviours that you could use in every situation. Victim habits. Research shows that many of these habits are connected with the family. Your family can be a very rewarding part of your life, and it will be if you make it that way. You may feel, however, that you are not respected or appreciated by other family members. Maybe you give in to your older brother or sister, letting them control you. Maybe you have no privacy because of family expectations. Situations like this can lead to anxiety, depression, and learned victim behavior. The learned victim behavior may lead you to become a victim in a whole lot of situations outside of the home, like at school. Learn how to judge a situation. Maybe you've walked into a social situation and been caught off guard. You must size up a potentially victimizing situation so you can decide what to do about it. This means being alert when you enter a social situation and determine the kinds of victimizing behavior you might encounter. By doing this, you will develop a kind of new intelligence that will stop you from being victimized. You will get better with each new social interaction you encounter. For example, you might get upset whenever you are in the same room as someone. As you approach them, you must change your thoughts to, "I will not allow someone else to upset me." This shows that you not only have your eyes open, but you have a plan to carry it out.
Victim language. The language you use will guide you through those difficult situations so you don't become a victim. Victim behavior is generally developed through fear. Fear simply does not exist out there in the world. It's something that you do to yourself by thinking fearful thoughts. You may express these thoughts in sentences like, "I'll fail," "I'm not sure," "They might not like me," "I'll look stupid," "They might hurt me," or "I'm unattractive." You need to recognize these hidden fear sentences and stamp them out before they materialize. You deserve to feel good about any situation you get yourself in. The future is promised to no one. You must expect to be happy. Expect not to be abused because you become what you expect to become. Base the future on your real capabilities, not those forced upon you by others. Remember, anticipate the situation, eliminate self-doubts, refuse to be upset at your progress, and persist until you come out with the result that you want.